transactional analysis, a long time ago, that very popular book, I'm Okay, You're Okay, and so forth, the whole nature of transactional analysis was the ideal transaction was adult to adult. And I wonder, in terms of our esteem, are we acting as adults? Are we taking an adult view? That's a lot easier to say than to do. Nietzsche said that no one is a man until his father has died. You'll always be somebody's child. And the fact is, while we're all sons and daughters, do we remain someone's child, or are we our own adult today? I've heard women say that they're their mother's daughter, and then their mother becomes their daughter as they have to take care of their mother in older age. These are natural aspects of physical aging, but I'm talking more about emotional aging. I'm talking more about how we think about ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, how we regard ourselves. I think we have to stop worrying about what others think. We have to stop worrying about what our parents would say. We have to stop worrying about what somebody else's parents would say or people we regard as our parents. A lot of people look for approval from bosses. They look for approval from mentors. We have to stop seeking others' approval, and we have to do what we believe is right for ourselves, being able to enjoy the victory and understand the defeats. So I think the focus has to be on being a peer and being an equal and being neither parent nor child. A lot of consultants, I find, act as a parent in clients. They assume the buyer is damaged. The very buyer smart enough to invite them in is damaged. They listen to people who, without any evidence, simply claim that the boss isn't doing well and the boss doesn't listen and the boss is unfair, and they themselves suddenly believe the boss is unfair because of the schoolyard gossip. In other words, they're being somebody else's adult, somebody else's parent. There comes a time when you have to stop cutting your children's meat, stop cutting their steak at the table, and expect them to do it themselves. And the same thing as a consultant. You have to understand that you're dealing with adults. The same thing in all of your professions. You have to understand that you're dealing with adults. So we have to realize that it's up to us to take the adult role and deal with people peer-to-peer as other adults, unless and until they prove not capable of doing so. But that should not be our default position, and we should not look at ourselves as someone else's child. That's different from being someone else's son or daughter.